Assembly Audible podcast is sponsored by Zimmer Group, supplier of high-quality automation components for robotic handling and manufacturing.
All right. Hello, and welcome to Assembly Audible from the first ever Assembly Show South in Nashville, Tennessee. I am joined by Elijah Condalone. He works for Factor. Okay, so we connected on LinkedIn and we said, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
On the show floor.
Yeah.
It's exciting. The environment, you know, is bustling.
It is.
So tell me a little bit to start with about Factor and then about, I don't know what you do exactly. So also fill me in on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, thanks for the opportunity.
Sure.
It's been a great show. I just want to say the intimacy of the show, it's not so big.
For sure.
That you can't really have conversations with people.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. So it's been a great show so far. We're looking forward to finishing strong here today. So
yeah.
Factor is a, we're a company, we do outsource sales, marketing, business development, and recruiting, primarily for small to mid-sized companies that serve the manufacturing space. Now,
okay.
As we all know, the manufacturing space is a big umbrella. There's a lot of subcategories under that. But our job is ultimately to help these small to medium-sized businesses be able to really take control of their revenue, generate new customers,
yes.
and grow and thrive. That's what we do each and every day. And have been doing for the better part of 10 years now.
Okay.
We have two offices. Our headquarters is in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then we also have a office in Dallas, Texas as well.
Okay.
And my role with the company is a regional business development manager.
Okay. Okay, so I know we talked about yesterday, you know, and I'm still kind of new to this industry. So I hear at trade shows, everybody talks about getting leads,
mm-hmm.
right? And we were talking about how that's interesting and how, of course, everybody wants a lot of leads. And so quantity is important, but most importantly is quality, right?
Yeah.
Would you say so? So I guess, what does Factor do to help people? And what is some advice that you can give people how to like get more leads or just leading people in the right direction?
I think the big thing is you have to have a strategy that includes multiple levers that you can pull to generate leads.
Okay.
And certainly trade shows is one of those.
Right.
And when done well, can be a really profitable opportunity for vendors and exhibitors that come.
Mm-hmm.
But if a company is relying solely on one channel to generate leads, whether that's trade shows or whether it's, you know, SEO or whatever, I would say that the strategy needs some attention, right? So look at all the ways that your organization could generate leads.
Okay.
How are you engaging the market? I think it's also important to really understand what your value proposition is as you go into these lead generating activities. Again, whether it's a trade show or whether it's email prospecting, which we do a lot. We have a service called Strategic Email Prospecting. And what we do is we actually take on our client's brand, their value proposition. We couple that with our data resources, our team, and we go to market and we get that value proposition of our client and their brand in front of the decision makers that they want to sell to.
Yeah.
So I think it's really key to have a multifaceted strategy to generate leads and also be very clear about what your value proposition is
cool.
to that particular marketplace.
Yeah.
One message for a medical vertical is probably not going to be the same message to an industrial vertical. So it's really understanding what those dynamics are. And that's partly what we do also at Factor is help our clients really condense their value proposition in a way that's consumable through email prospecting.
Do you think that the manufacturing industry is, lacking some of that refinement in terms of the marketing? And that's where Factor comes in?
It really is. And I say I agree with that. And I say that humbly because one of the reasons Factor exists today is because one of our co-founders, Gabe Draper, he had a machine shop in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he was overly leveraged in terms of his customers being in oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
And oil and gas took a nosedive and he lost 70% of his revenue almost overnight. And it was something he couldn't come back from. He lost the business. And that's not a great story, but the reason that that's important is because he didn't have a robust marketing, outbound prospecting sales strategy that was consistently bringing him new opportunities.
Uh-huh.
So he got really comfortable in one industry with a handful of customers, and that ultimately cost him his business.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think manufacturing is somewhat behind in that realm. But manufacturing has so much to offer.
Yes.
That if we could just help clients dial that in, the benefits of that are really exponential.
Well, and I didn't mean it as a criticism, because I think we all, you know, and what's so cool about the sort of podcasts and content creators movement is that manufacturers need people to communicate on their behalf because they just have too much to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so, I think in the past, some people might have viewed marketing or social media as sort of extra, mm-hmm. right? Maybe.
Yep.
But it's so important to communicate the message clearly, but they need someone to do it for them.
Yep.
You know, because you cannot do everything yourself. And also another thing we talked about yesterday, I talked about with Megan Zimba, I think it was, is that sometimes when you are in an industry for so long, you know it so well that you're surrounded by complex information all the time. And you forget that other people are not at your level. So the stuff that sounds simple or redundant to you may be the first time someone else is hearing it.
Absolutely true, 100%. And I think too, like, manufacturers have been done a disservice by a lot of marketing firms out there who don't understand manufacturing.
Yes.
And that's a challenge, right? Because we see websites all the time for our clients that some marketing firm put together and had no idea anything about manufacturing.
This is a huge point.
Really put a bad taste in that, and that manufacturers, you know, that was not a good experience for them.
So manufacturers, to market to their audience successfully, really need to choose a specialty, a firm that specializes in the industry, which makes a ton of sense.
I think that's huge, because our clients come to us and we work with them. They have to teach us some things about their business, certainly, but we know the space. It's what we specialize in, so that we live and breathe every day in manufacturing.
Okay. So is there anything, what piece of advice? So we have, you know, a lot of exhibitors here. We also have the assembly show. What message do you want to communicate, or what, you know, piece of advice could you give people that, you know, everybody here, we have a lot of listeners who are managers in management at assembly plants. So what kind of information do you think that they need to grow, or that they could get value from?
Yeah, I think, you know, just specifically something that is really important following a show like this is, if you're exhibiting here, you're obviously here to promote your brand, your service, your value to the marketplace. What's your follow-up strategy leaving the show?
Oh, good point.
Because, exhibitor can come here and meet a lot of good people and have a lot of great conversations. But as one of our co-founders likes to say, you know, good conversations are like avocados. They go bad pretty quick. So you've got to have a robust, strategic follow-up plan in place even before you get to the show. Like, if you're trying to figure out your follow-up plan after you leave the show,
yes,
it's probably too late. Like, you need to sit down with the right people in your organization and know how you're going to be following up with these people after the show.
That's interesting.
And what we have found to be really successful is a combination of email and phone call outbound outreach following up.
Okay.
Right? So it's not just send an email, hey, I met you at the show, let's get together, and that's your follow-up plan. That's not a follow-up strategy. It's going to yield the kind of results that they want, right? So it needs to be multifaceted, and you need to be, I always tell my clients, you need to be professionally persistent. There is a line of being overly persistent, and then there's a real art form being professionally persistent. So what I would say is, have a strategy.
Yeah.
And before you get to the show, on how you're going to follow up and engage these leads after the show ends. As far as, you know, some of your listeners that are, you know, production managers and you know, they're, my guess is they're probably struggling to find talent to do, you know, workers to do the jobs
that
they need to
do,
right? Mm-hmm. So certainly automation is a big part of that. I would also encourage people to look at, you know, cobots is something that's really becoming popular. We're seeing a lot of that, where it's, you know, you have a person that's supported by a robot. It's a collaborative robot,
right,
essentially. And I know a lot of your listeners are going to be familiar with that, but I think that is that's sort of an entry for some of your listeners who are thinking about automation and how to offset some of those challenges involved with a labor shortage. Cobots could be a really important part of their strategy going forward. If they haven't considered it, I would encourage them to do that. The other thing that I'm hearing more and more about is, like, fractional workforces. So younger people who don't want to invest all of their time in working on a manufacturing floor, but because they got their YouTube channel, their TikTok, you know, whatever, but they there are companies that are doing that have fractional workers that will come in and do, you know, 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day or something along those lines.
You heard it here first.
Could be a really, really important part of their strategy going forward as well.
100%. And, you know, in this digital era, people are multifaceted and they want to do different things. Mm-hmm. I'm that way. You know, I like to do a little social media and then I like to record and then I want to do a little bit of this and I love to weave it all together.
Yeah.
And you're right that, and also people like that bring a lot to the table too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was so fascinating to talk with you and thank you for sharing information with me.
Absolutely. And if any of your listeners want to learn more about Factor, they can go to factormfg.com.
Okay.
Really easy. Factor MFG. Factor is spelled F-A-C-T-U-R, like the end of manufacturing. So factormfg.com.
And Elijah, are you also on LinkedIn? People can find
you. I am.
Well?
Yes. You can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Jennifer, thank you.
All right. This has been Assembly Audible from the Assembly Show South. I'm Jennifer Pierce, multimedia editor and podcast host. Thank you for listening.